Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories.
New Jersey now has more than 1,000 people being treated for COVID-19 in the hospital. That's up 20% from a week ago, 140% from a month ago. The health department says it's the first time hospitalizations have topped 1,000 since early July. Governor Murphy says it is serious. There's no question about it. Mayor de Blasio would like to see New Yorkers stick close to home for the upcoming holidays to blunt the spread of coronavirus. And the city's top doc, Health Commissioner Dr. Dave Choksi, tells 1010 Winds he's in full agreement.
We have to be vigilant heading into these coming months. As the weather turns cooler, as people are spending more time indoors, as we see cases increase, around the country and around the world. Sometimes that means that we have to make these difficult decisions with respect to travel, with respect to the holidays.
If you must travel, Dr. Choksi says it's important that you quarantine for 14 days. The experts warned us of a resurgence of COVID in the fall, and that's certainly happening. Since this month began, 29 states have reported at least one day of record high infections. That's according to Johns Hopkins University, which keeps track of such things. Restaurants can use the sidewalks, and now so may other businesses.
Today we announce our Open Storefronts program, modeled on what worked with open restaurants and open streets. Here's an opportunity that will reach over 40,000 small businesses in this city and will allow them to sell their wares outdoors right in front of their businesses.
Mayor de Blasio says open storefronts will continue through the end of the year. Mayor de Blasio was among those New Yorkers who stood in long lines to cast ballots at the Park Slope Armory YMCA yesterday. He spoke about that at his briefing this morning.
The fundamental problem is the Board of Elections. I wish that the city of New York had direct control over the board. We do not. It's something that needs to be reexamined immediately because the Board of Elections structure simply doesn't work.
The mayor spoke about the need for more voting sites and more voting machines. He called on the Board of Elections to get it right for the final weekend of early voting. For the future, he suggests three specific actions: a constitutional amendment to fundamentally change the board, passage of a bill that professionalizes the board, and moving to a structure more like the Campaign Finance Control Board. Because of long lines for early voting in the city, the Board of Elections has voted to extend early voting hours this weekend. On Friday and Saturday, the polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., and on Sunday, 7 to 4. Less than a week to go before the presidential election. A pair of Washington Post ABC News polls show Joe Biden outpacing President Trump in the Midwest battleground states Michigan and Wisconsin. The president holds two events in Arizona today. Biden today will receive a briefing from the public health experts. The campaign says he'll also deliver remarks on his plans to beat COVID-19, lower health care costs, and protect Americans with pre-existing conditions. CNN reports former President Obama is set to join Biden during the final weekend of the campaign and appear in a key battleground state, likely Michigan. With the potential of a close election outcome, historians are looking back at the 2000 election in which Florida was first called for Al Gore and then uncalled because it was too close and called for George Bush, ultimately then uncalled again because it was still too close. Leon Nifak, host of the Fiasco Season 1, Bush v. Gore, spoke to 1010 Wins about that controversial election.
The news networks really have a lot of power on in terms of projections, because you can really sort of set the narrative right away, right? You can sort of make it so one side is trying to undo the results, whereas in reality, you just, you know, neither side really won yet. It just seemed like it because the network said so. So I think, I don't know, I'm expecting the networks to be pretty gun-shy this year.
Meantime, some states plan to call out the National Guard on Election Day to handle polling duties, with concerns so many of the traditional poll workers are elderly and they might be hesitant to show up due to coronavirus. About 30 protesters were arrested in Brooklyn last night after clashing with police. The demonstration was in response to the police killing of a black man in Philadelphia this week. Footage posted on social media showed the protesters vandalized police vehicles, set fire to an American flag, and ignited at least one rubbish fire. The march began near Borum Place and Livingston Street and went through downtown Brooklyn. Gunfire in Brooklyn last night proved deadly in two incidents. Just after midnight in Brownsville, police say a man was shot in the head in a lobby at the Hughes Houses on Sutter Avenue. The victim is identified as 34-year-old Marvin Carraway. So far, no arrest. A couple of hours earlier in Crown Heights, a teenager was shot and killed. Police say a 16-year-old boy was shot in front of the Kingsboro Houses. No arrest there yet either. About 3 months ago, there was another fatal shooting at that same location. The City Housing Authority says that as of October 18th, NYCHA properties had seen more than 15 killings per 100,000 people, up from 4 per 100,000 elsewhere in the city. At a housing development in the Bronx last night, three young men were shot in a drive-by. It happened at the Claremont Consolidation Apartments on Findlay Avenue. Two of the victims are in critical condition with multiple gunshot wounds. The third was hit in the hand. Sources say investigators believe the shooting was gang-related. The board of the financially strapped Metropolitan Transportation Authority meets today. Without an infusion of money from Washington, something's got to give. Commissioner Lawrence Schwartz says it shouldn't be fares. He wants transit officials to present options to keep prices flat for commuters while raising prices for infrequent travelers. Schwartz is chairman of the Finance Committee. He says it would be wrong to impose across-the-board fare hikes when so many New Yorkers have lost their jobs. The MTA is budgeted for its next toll hike to come in the spring. Daylight saving time comes to an end on Sunday. That means the city's Vision Zero program is launching its Dusk to Darkness campaign. It's designed to remind drivers that crashes involving pedestrians tend to increase during the evening hours when it gets darker earlier. There was a brawl aboard a Spirit Airlines flight from Newark to Puerto Rico on Sunday. It was over a woman who refused to wear a mask, and there was a confrontation with other passengers. She was tased by police upon arrival in San Juan. She was arrested and held on $150,000 bail. With so many people worldwide using masks and gloves during the pandemic, those items have begun showing up on beaches and in oceans. At the annual International Coastal Cleanup event last month, as many as 62,000 PPE items were collected. Dr. George Leonard, chief scientist with Ocean Conservancy, says PPE waste is a significant threat to oceans and marine life, and that it is in addition to the 8 million metric tons of plastic that ends up in the oceans and waterways each year. Devacurl is a product that promises it's free of harsh ingredients. And why are some people saying it's made their hair fall out? Dozens of unhappy customers have filed a lawsuit against Devacurl. The product is made for people with curly hair. The lawsuit claims tens of thousands of people who use Devacurl products experience hair loss, thinning, breakage, scalp irritation. Last February, three class action lawsuits were filed against the company, in federal court in New York, California, and Florida. A spokesman for DevaCurl says its ingredients meet the requirements of the Independent Cosmetic Ingredient Review and are proven safe.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.